Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you. We bless you. We magnify you. We thank you, Lord, for your protection over us. We thank you for daily provision. Thank you for the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf. Thank you, everlasting God, for where we are coming from, where we are today, and where you are taking us to. Thank you, Lord, for what it is in our life, for what it should be, and what you are going to make it to be. We bless and we magnify your holy name, Lord. We thank you, Father, for this day, for indeed, Lord, we know you will speak to us, you will visit us. And indeed, Lord, there will be salvation of souls, there will be healing, there will be total deliverance. And for this, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, everlasting God. Glory be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. Dear beloved, it gives me great joy to welcome you once again to Commanding Your Day. And I pray as you join today, the Lord will visit you, the Lord will do something extraordinary in your life. The word you are going to hear today will indeed be a word that will transform you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. So shall it be, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Today, I'm going to share with you what I titled Life as a Marketplace. Your life as a marketplace. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Matthew chapter 5, reading from verse 13 to 16. Matthew 5, reading from 13 to 16. The Bible says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." In the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless his reading. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. So what is it that people are saying about you? Today we are talking about our life as a marketplace. And I'm going to draw a sort of a similarity between our life and the marketplace. When you go to the shopping mall, you have people coming there for different reasons. Some have come in there to shop. Some have been there just to escort somebody there. Some are there to carry out window shopping. And some don't even know why they are there. And that's the irony of life too, because you find out that some people come into this world without having any purpose. It's just as if they have just followed people to this world. They have not really shaped their life as to what God has purposed them for life. May that not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not come to this world just to window shop. You will not come to this world and not even know why you are here. May you be able to fulfill the purpose and the plans of God concerning your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing is that when you go to the shopping mall, there are people that are known there, those who go there regularly to shop. They probably give them loyalty card like club card, Nectar card and things like that, which they have been given because they go there regularly. And they are not just going there regularly, but because they purchase things from that place, they are regarded as loyal customer. Can you be said to be loyal to your God? What are you doing for this God? It's when you are doing something for this God that you can be regarded as being loyal. And there is a loyalty card that will be given for such. May you be counted amongst those who will be given the loyalty card in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when you go into the shop, you have to look for what you want. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, it says, ask and it will be given to you, seek, and you will find, knock, and it will be opened to you. So when you go into the store, you look around, you go to the shelf, you pick the items that you want. So it's your responsibility to make a choice. Every day of our life, we have to make choices. The choices we make, there are consequences. There are consequences for our actions. Some of these consequences may be very terrible. But I pray that the Lord will guide you for you not to make wrong choices in life. And if you have made such, the Lord will show you His mercy in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then when we are in the shop, when we are moving around, there are times we get confused, we don't know what to do. Then we have to call on the assistants in the shop that, please come and help me. Maybe you want to take something from the shelf, your hand is not long, cannot reach it, then you call upon the assistant to help you. That's what happened in life. We have the angels of God that are there to minister to our needs. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, he says, are they not ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who will inherit salvation? So you and I, we have ministering spirits that surrounds us. The angels are there to carry our prayers to heaven and bring back answers to our prayers. So they are there to minister to us. And then another thing we ought to know when you go to the store is that some will come with lists and stick to their list. Some will not even come with any list. And some will come with lists and they will not stick to the list and begin to buy things they have not even prepared to buy. So in this life, we need to know what we are looking for. We need to know what God has purposed for us. When you go to the store, another thing is that we are going to notice that there are CCTV cameras. The CCTV camera there is to protect you, from evil, and also to ensure that those who want to perpetrate any form of crime in the shop are picked up. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, it says, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. So those who are doing evils, they will be caught by the camera. Those who have nothing to hide, the camera will be protecting them. The CCTV camera is protecting them. And the CCTV camera will also expose those who have evil intention. And that is how life is. God sees everything. There is absolutely nothing that is hidden from this God that we are talking about. Whatever you think you are doing in secret, God sees it. He knows everything. So brothers and sisters, is there something you are still hiding? There is no need to hide it because God already sees it. All you need to do is to call unto Him and ask for His mercy. And indeed, the Lord will show you mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. And then we want to talk about sales. At times you go to the store, they are having sales. Sales is like grace. It's like grace whereby you are able to buy what another person might have probably bought for £10. You are now buying it at half price at £5. Why? Because of grace. But you see, when you talk about grace too, grace is for a limited time. Because when you go to the store, when they are having the sales, their sales may just, they may say the sales is just for 3 days sales. And you go after the 3 days, that item may no longer be there. The sales might have stopped. And as a result of that, it's now back to the full price. Or even then, the sales may still be on, but you might not have picked the item. You go today, You didn't pick the item and you go back again tomorrow. Somebody else that has needs of it have taken it. When God give you a chance, when God give you opportunities in this world, you are supposed to grab them with your two hands. Make use of the time, because time is not going to wait for you. Opportunities come in this life, and that is how it is. God has given you that opportunity. Whatever you buy, you also take it to the checkout. And when you get to the checkout, there may be a queue you have to kill. That does not mean that you won't go on with what you have bought, but there may be a queue. What it means is that you may pray for something and you may not receive it immediately. So you just have to wait until it is your time, and then God will release it unto you. For the mere fact that you have picked an item on the shelf, you still have to wait at the counter for you to pay. The Lord will grant you the grace to patiently wait for the manifestation of His plans and His purposes concerning your life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then when it's your time, you find out that you have to pay the price of the item you have taken. There is a price for success. Success doesn't fall on people's laps. There is a price you have to pay. You have to let go of certain things in order to get certain things. If you do not let go, you are not going to get it. So if you get to the teller, you have to let go. You pay for it. You give them the money in exchange. You see, life is about exchange. You give something in order to take another thing. So when you get to the teller, you pay for it. And when you pay for it, then you have the right to take it home. So you must be ready to pay the price of success. You must be ready to pay that price. And the Lord will grant you the grace to pay the price in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And lastly, I want us to know that after you have bought those items, you need to take them home. You don't buy, pay for them, and then leave them at the store and go home. No, you have to take them home. And when you take them home, you have to use them. The home we are all going to, it's heaven. Our focus is in heaven. So whatever we do here on earth, when we get to heaven, we have to report to God and tell Him, what have we done? So if God asks you, what have you done in this world? What will you say? What will you be able to tell God that you have done in this world? The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7, say that your genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So when you are tested, when you get to heaven, will it be something that will bring praises? Will it be something that brings honor? Will it be something that brings glory? Or will it just be ordinary ashes? May the Lord grant us the grace to fulfill our purpose in this world, in the name of Jesus. And if you are hearing me right now, you are not sure of your salvation. You are not sure that when you go back to where you came from, when you get there, God will be able to say, my good and trusted servant. Would that be said concerning you? If you are not sure, I want to give you that opportunity today for you to give your life to Him. Wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I want to thank you for this. Your children are giving their lives unto you. And I commit everyone that have had this broadcast into your holy hands. I say it is well with you in the morning, daytime, and nighttime. The Lord will perfect all that concerns you. He will make way for you where there are no way. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Continue to enjoy the joy and the peace of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request, or send a message via the mobile app. or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.